Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and joining me once again for our weekly segment about life in the sandbox that we all share, the author of the series of books entitled Play Nice in Your Sandbox, .. And we can fill in the blanks in a little bit. Ron Price is back with me this week. Good morning, Mr. Price.
Good morning, Scott. You just brought to my mind a funny story, by the way. I wrote Play Nice.
You're looking at me.
Stop it. I wrote Play Nice in Your Sandbox at work. It was a 9-chapter ebook.
Right.
And I sent it off to an author friend of mine who's written like 30 books. And I said, Bill, read this over for me. This is my very first attempt.
Sure.
Tell me what you think.
Right.
He gets back to me a week later. He says, Ron, you wrote a book, Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Work, didn't you? I said, well, yeah, Bill, why would you ask that? He said, oh, I just thought it might be nice to say something about the sandbox somewhere in your book.
Oh, dear.
The play and the nice are it's a four-step model to prevent conflict, resolve conflict.
Yeah.
I never mentioned the sandbox once.
No.
I just got right into the model. I said, Bill, that's a good idea.
What a great idea.
So now,
but I bet you did now.
Now when you read the book, it starts off with, hey, remember the lessons we learned in the sandbox, how we had to get along with each other. And sometimes that's tricky business. We're all imperfect human beings. We all have our stuff.
Right.
So,
well, forest of the trees kind of thing, I suppose, right?
I guess. So. That's why when people come up to me in a store and say, can I help you? I always say, do you have psychiatric training?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
I love the looks I get as they back away in abject terror. But we have to get along. And so what I want to talk about this morning is the concept of commitment.
Okay. All right.
Commitment. Now, let's talk about
Not being committed.
That's a whole different program.
That's right.
Yes,
okay.
We could talk about that, though, couldn't we?
Yes, we could. Right.
Let's talk about family.
Yeah.
Let's talk about workplace.
Yeah.
Let's talk about committing to whatever it is you've decided you're going to do.
Sure, because all of our relationships include a level of commitment, do they not? Even you and me coming
should,
here every week.
Let's put the word should rather than do.
All right.
Because they don't.
Right.
Not every relationship is committed. That's why I'll get in trouble for this. You'll get some letters on this. Cohabitation before marriage,
right,
statistically is a mistake.
Oh.
Statistically,
well,
you're
I have
more
heard
likely
that
to divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Should we talk about that or talk about commitment?
We could do a two-part series on this. It's
that's
fine.
Right,
it's
that's
fine.
Right.
But yeah.
But part of the reason that those relationships fail after marriage is because there wasn't a commitment to begin with.
Right.
Now we kind of make a commitment, but not really.
Right.
But again, two different levels, two different categories, that's the word I'm looking for,
commitment.
Of commitment.
Okay, right.
One is dedication commitment.
All right.
You know, I'm in this relationship because I want to be, my needs are being met, I enjoy meeting your needs, I am dedicated to you, I am dedicated to this relationship, I am committed to this relationship. That's the good stuff.
Sure,
that's
things are going well.
Things are going well, that's
so,
exactly right.
Okay.
But in any relationship, things are not always going to go well.
No, that's
there's
true.
Going to be moments. I tell people my wife and I have had 40 wonderful years of marriage.
Congratulations.
Together. Thank you. We've
yes.
been married 43, but
no.
we've
well.
Had 40 wonderful years of marriage.
Okay.
That's going to get back to her one of these days.
Well, I know.
She's heard
I wish
say
she'd
it.
Watch the show.
She's
learned
me.
A lot about you.
She, yeah, really. That's why I don't tell her about it.
Right.
Where was I?
Where do you
there's
go on
another,
Wednesday, she says.
There's another level of commitment that I wish people knew about.
Right.
It's called constraint commitment.
Okay.
And this is research, by the way, that comes from Scott Stanley. He's a professor at the University of Denver Marriage and Family Studies Department, recognized expert in the field of commitment.
Okay.
Constraint commitment is, you know what, I'm not really happy right now. I don't like where this relationship is going. I don't feel like my needs are being met. I have little or no interest in meeting yours. I'm not really happy. I'm thinking of leaving.
Mm.
But again, in a family situation, what would that do to the kids? What would family, how would it impact other family members?
Right.
What would it cost us financially? We got to get into the whole legal court system and everything else. Those are constraints that make you step back and say, wait a minute, maybe that's not my best choice.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to commit to this relationship And I'm going to focus, rather than on ways to leave, I'm going to focus on ways to make it better. Uh-oh. And Scott, there are ways to make relationships better. Sure. Always? No, maybe not. But usually worth a try. If it's an important relationship, what do you get to lose by trying, reaching out for help? I find in my practice, most people come to me 3 years after they should have. There's been problems for three years.
That just hit me. I'm sorry. There was a little delayed reaction there. But yeah.
There's been problems. They said, well, problems started 3 years ago, so maybe they're not going to come right at the beginning.
But it still progresses, I guess.
It progresses. So. And finally, after 3 years, okay, it's bad enough. Now let's get help. And sometimes that can still be okay.
Sure.
Sometimes that's too late. You know, you let a cancer go untreated, then it's going to be more difficult to treat it down the road.
Right.
So dedication, commitment, you bet. That's the good stuff. That's what we all want. Mm-hmm. And we need that. But there's going to be times we need the constraint commitment as well. And use those times to focus on fixing whatever's broken in the relationship till you can get back to dedication commitment until the next time when constraint is needed again. And that's life. That's life, Scott. No relationship is just, it just keeps going up or even, you can say, steady.
Right.
Ups and downs in all of our lives, all of our relationships.
Sure. So. Gotcha. And so with that 3 years, and so what can people do, I guess, when they figure it out? I mean, does it matter that the other person isn't in that same zone or not? Do they think things are going hunky-dory and it's a shock to them?
Oftentimes, yes.
Okay.
I'm tempted to say one gender more than the other, but I'll hold that
careful.
To my own
send your letters to Ron at ronprice.com.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, but if both people want the relationship to work, there is help available. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes people are too proud or too scared or they don't know where the resources are. Ron at ronprice.com. I'm not saying I'm the resource.
Right,
but
you know.
I know of, yes, Ron at ronprice.com or give me a call, 505-324-6328. Please not on Wednesday mornings at 8:55.
That's right. But other times are fine.
I'll be happy to talk to you and steer you in hopefully in a good direction.
Okay, fair enough. Sounds like a deal. Thanks, Ron.
Scott. Thank you, Scott.
Ron Price, he's here with me every Wednesday, by the way, right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.